Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Podcast while driving. I'm going off to yet another medical appointment, and I'm just in the midst of little bits and pieces of development. So what's happened is that I've refined the Einstein to Haas experiment. So just to give you an overview, just check how I'm recording here. Yep. Just to give you an overview, I'm doing cognitive rehab and that type of stuff, and the reality of the world is that there's not many opportunities open for you. If you knocked off your horse a little bit, there's all sorts of doubts and stuff like that. So what I've decided to do is actually, as part of an integrated program, focus on rehab through building projects, refining communications, getting the skill sets up to do the projects and the communication, and finally to focus on the health, getting the weight down and heart rate up and all this type of palaver. I don't know whether you've got that word overseas, palaver, to go across it. And so, for instance, communication would be the ability to give podcasts, multiple podcasts per day, but also starting to present ideas where visual information is important online via YouTube. Now, the skill section there is being able to set up and do it. Now, I put skills into technical skills. So I've sort of just, I don't know whether you call it skills, but I have found that the mobile phone is best, and compression on the mobile phone, and then after compression you lose image quality, and slow internet speed, and then putting an Ethernet cable increases you by a factor of 4 doing it at night. You can just upload it at will. And so, but the general policy is once you've got something up and done going, is to keep on going on it, because the starting cold, you have mistakes, and it takes a lot longer to clear up mistakes. So that actually happened with me a little bit. I had a, with the podcasting, I had a break. Unfortunately, I had to go away for a while, and also it coincided with the Qt FTP, the file transfer protocol server. Just see how I'm going for time. I'm going for time okay here. Not working. And of course, it's sort of at its worst nightmare age. Like, you'd never give this equipment to other people. So it's relatively intelligent. It works out that if it hasn't got up to it's expecting a failure, but if it hasn't, so you may have your files ready and you haven't switched on the FTP, so it checks if it's on the internet and it tries to send things to the FTP. But of course, if the FTP breaks down, it doesn't go into the internet and keeps on filing and filling up with all this huge amount of data. So I had this huge pile of stuff. I couldn't work out what had to go and what didn't go, and so that meant that there's a little bit of delay, and flagged, lost a few people. And then on the one side, in terms of, it's hard for people at the other end to understand, but in terms of absolute depth of just reading one book, podcasting through this huge, huge book, and you know, you read into it, it's got to be boring, but then you find out this amazing thing about the Madame Blavatsky, the woman who does all the things of the 1970s. UFO magazines can actually transmaterialize, move things, chain smoker completely off a tree type of thing. You know, you won't marry me, I'll grab a horse and ride over a mountain range and then get married to an English sailor, all this type of crap. And then the idea that the word SS stands for, not Schulstaffel or something like that, it stands for Schwarzsonne, means black sun. You know, well, I don't know whether it's true or not, but this is fantastic stuff to suddenly read through. And it's one of these things that you really find out that there's not a lot of depth in them. So I've got the overall project of the Einstein to Haas pendulum, and look, I had really settled in, having read a bit of the literature, for a long haul stuff, but fixing two problems. One is the switching of it, which is done with the Arduino. This is, so many things is that you can't do things badly in terms of they can't deliver things slowly. It's a real problem. They say it'll take 3 weeks, but they can't help themselves. They deliver it in 4 days rather than 1 day. Oops, crap. So I'm just passing this big truck. 60. Okay, I'm just getting out of your way, mate. He's picking up speed. I just don't want to be on the side of it. I'll keep up. He's up to 70. It's a 60-mile zone. Just get me out of here, mate. Okay. Again, if you're going switching, you very quickly, the only option are these Arduino boards. There's really nothing else, and the Arduino board, the only thing there, comes with microsecond control. So this all switches, all bodes very well, what happens is that you've got a generic chip, and if you don't design it to be the absolute best in the market, phenomenal behavior, someone else is going to come out. It's sort of like competition, aggressive competition beyond the scope of your wildest imagination. That's one aspect. And then there was just simple engineering to mount the pendulum in such a way that the actual couplings cancelled out. And that means a wire on both sides, so that when it's torqued, it doesn't bob. Yeah, like, so if you, it's held centrally. And I've got it there. This is my transport things. Again, I haven't got it fully intelligent. And again, I don't have enough equipment with me to work out fully intelligent. That's fully intelligent. This has got a phenomenal ring time, this one. So you have it switched off, and it's still ringing from you walking in the room in terms of that. That's got... I've got it in the back of the car here ready to show this person, and I haven't put a shipping... I was going to put a shipping foil in it to suspend their pendulum, so... Oh, we're right. This is just grist for the mill, pushing along. The idea is that the pendulum would do a survey and report its Q and its central frequency. Well, you know, why not? You just have them, and it'll be easy enough to do. But look, the Arduino is 8-bit coming up, like it's 10-bit processor. They can't, again, no one will build an 8-bit processor anymore. So it's got a 10-bit A to D circuits. And, what can I say? So Arduino's got sort of, this is the Arduino Uno board, the standard Arduino board. You can have your hands off this. This truck's giving me the willies. So it's a different truck. Listen to it come past. It's not worrying about the speed. Listen to it. Whoa. Okay. So these two engineering things solved, and the next version is to build one for $4, something like that, build it intelligently. But building intelligently is building it compact, and once it's compact, you can't actually use this as a lecture demonstration. Although I'm building it further forward for publication, the lecture demonstration model is the one I've got, which is the research prototype. So you've got your concept prototype, a research prototype where you can actually get in and fiddle the parameters in a very easy to demonstrate way, which I suppose it would be a demonstration prototype. and then your production prototype, which I'll get on going. And so then that cleaned up, having a read for it, I thought, oh well, horror, it can't handle external magnetic field. So let's go back on the Einstein to Haas. Normally, if you want to rock something, you push it with your finger. What you're doing this time, rather than pressing the finger, you're flipping the electrons around. You're using quantum mechanics to rock the cradle. Yeah, so it's in there. So this unfortunately has, or fortunately, has wound up rather coolly and quickly, and at least it's feeding into the communication skills thing, since I've got a practical physical thing which I'm comfortable talking about, showing, and it's sort of an entree, whereas one of the things is the complicating factor is speaking quantum mechanics into a classical world, and these people are set. Now, remember, look, we're in Australia, we're not in the United States, we're not having SpaceX and fantastical thing happening. People's level of incredulity is very high, and wisely so, because the people speaking crap, gibbledygook, are generally mad, whereas in the United States, they're either mad, they're rich, or they could be inspired, but we've got less rich people, less inspired people out here, all going around the corner here. So it's generally safer to be negative in Australia, unfortunately. Okay, I think I'm making excellent time here. Okay, whoops. Oh gosh, it's mad, but there's a P-plate driver ahead. Okay, Okay, so there's that. And then just going forward, you have a series of things, and it's really hard to get your mind around. You have got a series of projects. So the idea is that you've got a system of projects, a system of communication, a system of skills, and obviously a health system working together, and you don't, it's sort of like you're not a single person walking down a single path. You can walk down multiple paths, halt a path when it needs to be halted and stuff like that, when you're waiting for products. And so I got onto the thorny issue. So this is what I call the second tier project of making the advanced wireless speaker classroom. And this is a wireless pH meter. And to get this to really sing and dance, it requires a bit more than a pH. You know, the average person will get a pH meter. I want a pH meter and a temperature probe in there, so it cancels the temperature thing out perfectly every time. But not only that, you've got a system of treatment of your pH probe. It's got to be held and recorded and so on. And you've got computers on it now, so it can actually have a story about how good am I, and it can do all sorts of things. So, and essentially you want 15 of these probes to wheel into the classroom, and the students ultimately do it themselves. So 15 or more probes managed in a sensible way, that means fundamentally a pick and place robot to pick this up. And this is not stupid, this is easy to get done. But the heart of this is the use of these new boards. So the Arduino board is sort of like a big Anzac biscuit, a big biscuit, and these Hazar ESP8266, I can say that now because I've typed it in so many bloody times into the internet. The little board, and it's now got the functionality that you need, but not at the same time. So this one drops down to 3.6 volts, so it can't drive anything of the old Arduino stuff, and besides not being able to drive anything, it can't read anything. It can only read 1 volt, whereas the Arduino can read 5 volts. So the Arduino is sort of like your classic family car, and this is really like a sports car. You can't keep your family. However, it's got, you just plug a LiPo battery into it, and this code, the entire thing is, the code is sticky, awful, awful code. I just can't describe how frustrating it is to program. So you can program it to monitor the battery, but how do you get it to monitor the battery only under certain circumstances? How do you get it to launch subroutines? So you have to be able to really get it to launch various subroutines. I'm almost here. Subroutines. Now, I struggled initially with it. And so what you can do is, I got to last night, all right, so I opened it. I really only began playing with it yesterday. Last night, you can write a web page in it, and then you can open that web page out by asking its URL in the browser. Then, ultimately, you want to send a web page request for, you want it to browse with a modified HTML, which will be interpreted by PHP file. So a PHP file is a file that operates on the computer in the server. So the important thing is the computer is in your website. So not only PHP is just the most clunky thing. Not only do you have to do it, it's got to have the computer code there, sitting there. I just can't describe it. So it's a real mess. And all the moment you're talking about servers, web pages, and stuff like that. And, then coming along, that you're reading it, and it says, oh, it's only rich, right, okay. It's not that it's it is out of date. What can I say about it? It's great. Because I'm here quickly, I've got an appointment afterwards. So because I arrived here quickly, I can breathe a sigh of relief and say, look, I'll be able to get here quickly. So long and short of it is that after 10 years of evolution, they're going back to, web pages are just horrible things. And so rather than refresh the whole web page, about 20 years ago, they said, we'll allow you to refresh a section of the page. Okay, this is great news. And then, so PHP, you got PHP, refresh the page, refresh an XTML, allows you to refresh a certain section of it. Okay. Come on. Oh, sorry, I'm just very conscious here of coming up. Okay. So long and short of it, and at the bottom line, you've got web browsers and apps, and sitting at the back of it, you've got stuff from 30 years ago, which is called TCP, and communication with it, which is this very fundamental thing of saying, treating the web as a port, and then you can send it over the port for it. So, now, in order to get this progress, the way that's progressing at the moment, they've got library upon library. You've got probably six libraries to call in your compiler, so your compiler can pull out the code and assemble it for you. Okay, that's okay. And so you've got this stuff, and essentially, it's doing what. Essentially, their big breakthrough is to actually go back to laboratory data transfer from 30 years ago. So that's indeed what I've done. I've just from 30 years ago got a piece of code, a TCP write, and I had to guess the port, 80, IP address, and basically, at the moment, I can get my computer to write to the chip, and the chip then to write to the serial, so you can watch it. You go on the serial port, you can watch it come across, and obviously, you want to go back and do it. The real nub of the issue is that you can't. At the moment, I can't see how to structure the program such that you have all these sub-programs, or what do we call in virtual instruments that you can call. So you can say, how's the battery? Okay, if the battery's code's there, launch, you can do it, but it's always polling for it. Be nice, I don't know how you do it. I probably need a structure. But the long and short of it is that if you just want a number from it, the way they do it is that you've got to put it into JavaScript handler, put it into HTML handler, and at the web page, blah, blah, blah. And TCP gives the number straight away, no worries, no fear with it. And so this is coming across. So I'm still miles away. I'm still getting it. So I'm getting the chip to read the data and publish it to the serial port. Now I have to do the opposite of it, the chip to read data from the internal and publish it back. I think I can just do that TCP read. It's just so impenetrable. There is no textbook, lookup textbook, of saying you just can't start typing in. There's no intelligent way to help you do this. This is because it's an absolute dog's breakfast. There's all these people, and what I find is that the people on the internet are just, they can do it once. I'm so good. And it's just this sort of no deeper understanding about essentially what you're trying to do. So hopefully I'll get there. And if I get there quickly, I should be able to build this Wi-Fi lab. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. I'll get on to the next appointment. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.